And good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio are folks from Braveheart Volunteers, Willow Moore, who's the executive director, and Shoshana Schmidt, who is the Braveheart Jesuit volunteer for this year?
Yes.
For this year. Okay. And welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Let me adjust levels a little bit here.
Thanks.
Okay, so what we're here predominantly to talk about today is the Throw-a-thon, which is coming up on Saturday, I believe.
This Saturday,
Can you tell us more about it, Willow?
You bet. So the Throw-a-thon is the precursor to Braveheart Bowls, which is taking place on December 4th. The Throw-a-thon is where each year we have roughly 300 to 400 bowls. And so for sale at this event, which is Braveheart Volunteers' biggest fundraiser of the year. And Braveheart serves people with chronic illness, terminal illness, end of life, facing grief and bereavement. And so this fundraiser allows us to provide those free services throughout the year to families and individuals in our community. And so at Braveheart Throw-a-thon, it's a partnership with University of Alaska Southeast. So over at the campus this Saturday, tomorrow at noon, we will be playing with clay. So you can come out, and all and anyone are welcome. It's free of charge. So you can come out with your children, come as you are. Just make sure you are dressed to work with clay, and it's from noon to 2 at UAS.
And you'll be, if you choose, throwing bowls or hand building bowls or painting existing bowls. There are many options, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So what I really like about this component of the bowls fundraiser is that it is a lot of fun. Braveheart Volunteers deals with a lot of heavy issues. And to incorporate fun into it and community building, I think it's very powerful.
It is. It's very fun. I think I'm smiling over here at Shoshana.
Shoshana's nodding here. Shoshana, you've been doing a little bit of bowl creation these last few Fridays, right?
I have. It's great to get my hands dirty and that creativity out there. And I'm definitely a beginner status, but that hasn't stopped me.
No, and everyone, no matter what their status in working with clay, are welcome on Saturday. So you don't need experience to attend.
Okay, well, what are the times again for the throw-a-thon?
Noon.
Okay,
tomorrow,
so
noon to two
tomorrow. Yeah. And come on down, one and all, and make some bowls for Braveheart Bowls, which is coming up on December 4th, correct? And tickets are now available.
That's right. They just went on sale today at Old Harbor Books and at the Braveheart Volunteers office, which is on the Pioneer home grounds. If you have any questions about those, it's 747-4600. Or, of course, if you have questions about the Throw-a-thon or the Braveheart Bowls event, which is coming up.
And Braveheart Bowls, does that usually sell out?
It does, yep. And we have limited the number of tickets this year. We have more soup than ever, more bread, more desserts, more of everything, and some amazing chairs, amazing silent auction pieces, live auction pieces. So incredible artwork coming up, but we did drop the tickets, and we did sell out with more tickets last year. Plus, in addition to that, the tickets are cheaper if you buy them before the event. So we hope everyone will come down to Old Harbor Books or to our office. Or if it's challenging for you to get out of your home, we're also very happy to drop those off for anyone who doesn't want to make the trip.
Are there any other aspects of Braveheart you would like to discuss? What are some of the services you provide, and how can the community become involved beyond making bowls?
Absolutely. So there's always the option for anyone, regardless of, you know, if you have 10 minutes or if you have 10 hours or more a week, we can find a wonderful position for you that hopefully you will enjoy. And so what I'm talking about is volunteering. Braveheart has hundreds of volunteers. And so people volunteer for events, or they are our volunteers who work one-on-one with families after they've been trained. The other end of the volunteer spectrum is people who are end-of-life volunteers. And so that's volunteers who've received more than 30 hours of training. And that training takes place in the spring. It's called our end-of-life training. And so there's a lot of options for anyone with any amount of time. But because it's so tailored to each individual, there's a whole process. We just talk about your interests, your interest as a family. We have an adopt-a-grandparent program. So families with children or families, couples can be involved as well. So there's a lot of options.
How can folks reach you?
They can reach us via phone, which is 747-4600.
And Shoshana, tell us a bit about what you've been doing other than making bowls with Braveheart.
I've been doing a lot with just everything that we are involved in. And right now, a big thing is getting set up for Braveheart Bowls, creating tickets and creating advertisements and just you know, going with that. And I've also been working with a care receiver directly. I've been trained in that. And I do just a ton of other things in the office with Willow and the other staff members. And honestly, I'm having the time of my life.
I can tell you are smiling so proudly right now.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing that Braveheart Volunteers provides to the community. And that is not only emotional support regarding difficult issues, but done with a smile. And I can see that you probably fit right in with that.
Thank you.
She is a tremendous asset as well. Yeah.
Well, okay. So this Saturday, and I'm sorry, 10 o'clock?
Noon this o'clock. Saturday, noon o'clock. Exactly. This Saturday noon. Noon
at UAS is the throw-a-thon.
Yes, it is.
And folks of all ages can attend, and they can build bowls or paint bowls, create bowls for the Braveheart Volunteers Bowl, which is on December 4th, and tickets go on sale today.
That's right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me. We've been speaking with Willow Moore, Executive Director of Braveheart Volunteers, and Shoshana Schmidt, the Jesuit Volunteer.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.